This goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Jennifer Shaul, S-H-A-U-L-L, date of birth 9/4/1978. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit with Ms. Shaul with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of membranous glomerulonephritis, and cerebral palsy. She's accompanied to this visit today with her father, and her last visit was on the 17th of October of 2022. She states that she had a CAT scan of her lungs, and they found some nodules that the pulmonologist will be following. She reports that her shortness of breath is much less better at this, much less obvious now. She's breathing a lot easier, and she's not having any significant edema of the lower extremities. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she does wear bilateral AFO braces for ambulation. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix. It's 80 milligram daily. Also, potassium, 10 mil equivalent, two pills twice a day, so 20 milligram mil equivalent in the morning and 20 in the evening. She's on multiple inhalers. Also, Protonix, 40 milligram daily, and her other routine medications. Physical examination, her weight is 152 pounds. That's a 3-pound decrease over 4 months. Pulse 61, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 100 over 68. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, no ascites, and no edema currently. In labs, her most recent lab studies were done 10/14 of 2022. And creatinine was 1.5, which is stable. Sodium 138, potassium is 5.1, carbon dioxide 21, magnesium 2.1, her hemoglobin 13.3 with a normal white count and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled and slightly on the low side. 3, cerebral palsy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet and she'll avoid the use of oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She'll have a follow-up visit in this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.